Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 819 for April 30th, 2009, the Mini Countertop Spin Dryer. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by GoToMyPC. Unchain yourself from your office PC. Access it from anywhere with GoToMyPC. For your free 30-day trial, visit GoToMyPC.com/GizWiz. And now, get ready for Dick. It's time for Wednesday and the Rock and Roll GizWiz. Hang on to your hats, kids. Here we go.
Does the GizWiz need another crappy theme? Yes, indeed. It's Thursday. The GizWiz needs. It's Thursday. Another crappy theme. It's Thursday. The GizWiz needs. It's Thursday. Another crappy theme.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. The star of our show, Dick Ozzy Osbourne DiBartolo.
Leo, how you doing?
I'm great, Dick. How are you? Happy GizWiz.
I'm good. Yes. Happy GizWiz to you too.
Yes. Yes. It's April 30th.
Oh, so it's the last day. Last day to play the What the Heck Is It?
You're reading my mind, Dickie D.
That was pretty easy to do too.
Yeah, they're not much up there. It's actually a short read. So the last day to figure out what these elf highway flares are.
Yeah.
I think I got it, didn't I? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
I give no hints. I give no mercy.
Yeah, but that's for sure. So go to gizwiz.biz, and it's tabalicious. So over on the left-hand side.
Oh, yes, right. Exactly.
On the left-hand side, the last tab on that list, the what the heck. Last tab.
You know, is tab still made? Remember Tab?
Oh, I'm sure it is. Really? Isn't
okay.
It? And Fresca. Remember those great Fresca ads where it would
Fresca?
Snow? It would snow.
Yes.
You'd have a drink of. Why can't I? I'm going to gizwizbiz.com and it's not coming up. Is your site still there?
What?
Gizwiz.biz.
It's not coming up?
Isn't that funny? I think I just sent everybody there and we crashed your site. You need to move to Squarespace fast.
Yeah, I know. That's why they said we didn't knock down Squarespace.
No, but they are
very
good.
I'll be over there. I'm coming.
All right. On the left hand, there's nothing you can do. You just have to wait because they're all going over there at once. You know, we have thousands of people who watch the live part of the show. So literally, two or 3,000, not millions. Soon to be millions. But we have to actually all of a sudden, this used to happen on the screensavers, but it's the first time it's happened to me on the live internet stuff, is now there's enough people watching that if I mention a site, it brings a site down. So I have to go to a site before we mention it.
Oh, that's very funny. I was two weeks ago, I had tuned in early and you were doing that. And then I heard you say, oh, sit down.
Too late. We on the screensavers, we would load all the tabs up of all the sites because it was a live TV show. But I have to say, the same exact thing now has started to happen all the time with this stuff. So I guess there's as many people watching as watch the screensavers now.
Yeah,
that's kind of a little rule of thumb. Or it may be because you have to be on the internet to watch. They're all sitting there on their browsers, so it's a lot easier for them to go to the sites.
Yes, exactly.
We should mention if you want to watch, most of you are listening to the podcast, of course, on your own terms, at a convenient time to you.
At your own time.
However, if you happen to be around Tuesday afternoons from about 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, that would be 1:30 to 4:30. Really more, we try to get out of here by 3:30, but often we go long. 1:30 to 4, let's say, Pacific time. That's 18:30 UTC. You can watch as the sausage is being made, so to speak.
But don't forget, we have one Monday coming up on May 4th. It's on your schedule.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're recording Monday. Yeah, so if you're listening to this now, maybe, this upcoming, never mind. Forget what I said. This coming recording session is Monday, not
of
Tuesday.
Of all the shows.
Of all the shows
universe,
that I should mention this on.
Podcast land.
Next week.
Why did you pick this?
I know. Next week, we're going to do it on a Monday. But anyway, live.twit.tv.
No,
we do all our shows on.
We still do it on a Tuesday, and it's the week after that we do it on.
Now, Dick, this is that old thing you were talking about a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Showbiz time.
Right. I'm sorry. It's the real world and the fake world.
You know, there's this podcast that has these two guys who are like pretty much totally confused and they don't really understand what's going on in the world. And it's really strange. You might enjoy it.
Well, So what do I care? So what?
You know, my problem is I keep drinking this Starbucks Via coffee. I'm getting a monster buzz on.
You're getting further and further away from the mic as you stand on the table.
Go to gizwiz.biz. I'm sure the site will be back up by the time you hear this, and you can do the the heck is it game. On the left, you'll see the tabs. Go to the bottom, click the tab. You'll see the flares. You tell us what it is. 12 people, if they get it right, will get copies of this. Is it issue 500 of Mad Magazine?
Issue 500 is what they're playing for.
Wow. They just came in, I understand, to the Giz Whiz offices.
Yeah, yeah.
What's on the cover of 500?
If you could go to my website, you could see it.
I can't. It's something great. It'll be funny. It'll be wonderful. It's
Alfred E. Newman with a champagne bottle, except
celebrate.
His head is popping off instead of the coffee.
Funny. And then 24 people get it, even though they didn't guess what it was, just because they came up with a clever...
That is correct,
incorrect answer,
sir.
Yes.
That is correct.
So gizwiz.biz. Now, sir, last time when we last spoke, well, today's Earth Day.
Today is Earth Day. No, wait a minute.
Last week was Earth Day. But because last week was Earth Day, we are doing this week. You figure it out.
No, because yesterday was Earth Day in... Showbiz time. Right? That was Wonder Wash on Earth Day.
Look at Dick, it's April 30th. Eight days ago was Earth Day. I looked on the calendar. So if this were Earth Day and you happen to have a pile of wet laundry on your sink
that you did in your Wonder Wash.
Well, you don't have to. It could be anybody's wet laundry, but it could be
anybody's wet laundry. Okay.
Yesterday we talked about Wonder Wash. This is the follow-up to Wonder Wash.
Right.
This is what happens after you wash your clothes.
Exactly. Now, when it comes out of Wonder Wash, the clothes are soaking wet
because you just washed them. And it probably doesn't have a spin cycle like your washing machine does, where it kind of gets a lot of the water out.
No, not unless your hand is really fast.
Right.
Okay. So they have a companion product called the Mini Countertop Spinner.
Oh.
Now, this is a little guy. It's just about 14 inches high, 15 inches high, 14 inches around. It is AC powered.
Oh.
And you throw your laundry in that. Now, this only takes about 2.2 pounds of laundry, but this just takes about 2 minutes to squeeze the water out. Actually, it's quite fun. You turn the little dial in the front. You can set it anywhere from, I think it's 1 to 5 minutes, and the little drum spins, and you see the water hit the side.
Oh, dear. Don't buy this if you have a household with kids and small pets. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Well, you watch the water spin, and then it drains into the tub of the sink. And then the clothes are probably damp enough to immediately iron or to hang up for another hour or so.
It's not a dryer, per se.
No.
It's
no,
a damper.
It's not no. Let's put it this way. It uses 82 watts of power. So if it were a dryer... It would only work if you lived in the Sahara Desert or you didn't need your clothes for perhaps 30 days.
It's really a spinner.
It's a spinner.
And you could put salad in this, too.
You could, but I would check the warranty first.
Let me get this straight.
Go ahead.
I put 5 pounds of clothes in my hand cranked washing machine from yesterday.
Yeah. You're not gonna trick me. You're not gonna make me look foolish.
Now
this is
they're soaking wet.
Carefully thought out plan.
They're soaking wet.
Soaking wet. You can hardly lift them.
So I take the soaking wet lob.
And you go, I can't lift 5 pounds of this soaking wet.
So I'm only gonna take half of it out.
I'm gonna take half of it out.
And I put half of it. Not quite half of it. A little bit less than half of it. And I
into my mini
in my mini spinner.
Right. The spinner.
I
now
press
I
the
go,
button.
Oh, how long is this going to take? Oh, 2 minutes. I can wait 2 minutes. Spin. Take it out. Now I've gotten enough energy. I've had another cup of Starbucks coffee.
Wait a minute, though. I should point out that it is not these clothes now are not dry. They're damp. So now you hang them out on the clothesline.
Well, they're... I think you could probably go right to pressing them, you know, because people like damp things before they press
them. So you could press them.
I would say
you're saying is now you did this, right?
I did it.
Would you put this underwear on now as is?
Not right out of the thing. I hung it over the shower rod for about 4 hours and then I wore it.
Oh, and it was dry by then?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty dry. But the thing is, Leah, you have a laundry system for about $110. Okay, the little crank thing was $42.
Laundry system might be going a little bit far.
Well, it includes the sun, which is free. If you buy the Wonder Wash and the mini countertop spinner,
yes,
we throw in
the sun.
The sun.
What a deal.
You get the sun for free.
For free.
Right. This offer is not good in
Alaska.
Alaska.
Yeah, I knew
or
that.
Iceland.
No.
Or
Iceland. No.
Okay. These are eco-friendly devices.
Mm-hmm. They sure are. Although this uses power. We shouldn't say this is not going to use power.
No, but 82 watts, and it uses it for 2 minutes.
Yeah, no, that's not a sips. It's a power sipping device.
It's a power
probably,
sipping.
You have to, for an electric clothes dryer, you got to get a special plug because it uses so much power.
Right. Yeah. Well, I have one that works on 110, but like it's running now, and it's drying the stuff that I want to wear a week from Saturday.
Yeah, it'll run an hour or two just to get it dry. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this is very much more eco-friendly. It's not so
eco-friendly.
It's not so human-friendly, but it's very eco-friendly. But think of it this way.
Did I tell you they were interested in sponsoring?
No. I love it. This is a great. No, I think being green is such a good idea.
Yes.
I think this is for a single person.
A single person? An RV?
Yeah, because you really wouldn't want to do a lot of laundry this way.
No, absolutely not. Also, for, like I said before, a woman who just has to wash two things because she needs it for work.
How many times have you found yourself with a couple of pairs of panties and some socks and you really don't want to do a whole load of laundry? You just run them through the Wonder Wash. You put them in the Wonder Spin. You hang them up over the
Wonder Rod.
Wonder Rod. And in 3 hours, your clothes are...
You look like Wonder Woman.
Pretty much clean.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just checking.
No, that's good. It's fine. I think you've summed it up fine. Just fine.
No, I don't want to... I really...
made fun of the toothpick bird.
No. I don't want to be dismissive. I think this is a good idea. I really do. I think this is a very, very good idea.
Actually, they work. They really work better than I would have thought. It could. So there you go.
Yeah, and I think there are a lot of places where you would want to use this if you're camping or that kind of thing. The spinner would be great. See, if you were camping, you'd bring the washing machine. You couldn't plug in the spinner, but you bring the washing machine and you just hang it out to dry.
Exactly.
And then you're done. Yeah. But we do forget that most washing machines do this spin cycle, which takes a lot of the moisture out of the clothes. Otherwise, they weigh a lot when they've got full of water.
That is correct.
Yeah, I know that because I did wash once.
And you never forgot it.
Yeah, it was a traumatic.
Still dream about it.
I'm still wearing pink underwear. Are you kidding?
Oh, I know. Are you still an analysis just on the pink underwear situation alone?
I did the wash and everything came out pink. I don't know what I did wrong. I'll tell you one thing I did right. That's get hooked up with Go to My PC. How's that a segue? You like that segue?
Nice.
Go to My PC. This is the great service that lets you access your computer anywhere you are. People, I think, often feel like their computer is a ball and chain. You know, they're tied to it. Now, Dick, you probably don't have this experience because, frankly, you don't travel very far to go to work. You don't have a long commute.
No, 15 steps.
But imagine the person who, you know, the office computer has everything. It's got the email. It's got drawings. It's got everything you need. It's at work. You live half an hour away. You got to get in the car. You got to go in on weekends. Sometimes you got to stay late just because that office computer, they really feel tied to it. And that's where Go to My PC is great. I'll give you an example. We put Go to My PC on these systems so that I can reboot them or restart the streams and stuff. I don't have to get in the car, drive over here. All I do is log on to gotomypc.com. I have a secure username and password. I immediately have a 128-bit encrypted connection right to the system here. I can do anything I would do if I were sitting here. I see it all on my screen. If you ever tune in at 2 in the morning, perhaps you'll see me suddenly dissolve Dick into into something else. You know, I'll turn him into Amber. It's an amazing thing. All of a sudden, you'll go, oh, Leo's playing with Go to My PC again. I want you to try this. It is just a lifesaver. It frees you from the chains that bind you to your computer. If you've got a vacation coming up, a long trip, you won't feel out of touch. You could check your email. You can work on any program, any file, transfer files by dragging and dropping them. And you could try it absolutely free right now. Go to gotomypc.com, gotomypc.com/gizwiz. Try it right now. I think you're going to be amazed how useful Go to My PC is. gotomypc.com/gizwiz. From the folks at Citrix, we love them and we thank them so much for their support of the Daily Gizwiz Show. Santana on that guitar there.
Excellent.
And you have a letter, my friend?
I do have a letter. This letter comes from John and Brenda Fiedler, The Woodlands, Texas. Big fan of the Daily Gizwiz podcast. Not Thank a you. Huge gadget guy by Gizwiz standards, but I share with the crew more than a few gadget fascinations. I, too, cannot resist flashlights, radios, and anything with LED lighting.
See, there you go.
Recently, our 20-year-old refrigerator gave it up and required replacing. While shopping, I was surprised to find a model available, the GE Profile Series, that uses an array of LEDs that replaces the old-style 40-watt incandescent bulb. The deal was sealed. It's now in our kitchen. Opening the door late at night is truly a treat. The harsh light normally experienced by incandescent is replaced by this soft blue-like glow that only LEDs can provide. It's very comforting. I grew up reading Mad. I'm currently 55. I attribute my sense of humor and love for satire directly to the writers and illustrators that made up Mad throughout the years.
Oh, isn't that neat?
So John and Brenda Fiedler. Yeah, that's interesting. Although an LED light in a refrigerator, you don't use it that much, right? I mean, he obviously opens his all night long. So
he sits and stares at it. You know, I have changed light bulbs in refrigerators, but not in a long time. I mean, usually they have incandescents, don't they? Or do they have fluorescent now in refrigerators?
No, they're little incandescents.
Yeah,
they're little.
But I guess because they're only 40 watts, they don't seem to burn out that fast.
No, I've only replaced mine like two or three times. When things go bad in your house, do you try to fix them? I have a GE or had a GE microwave that the door closed and it went on for a second and then went off.
Oh, I hate that.
And you'd close the door carefully and it might run and it might not.
Yeah, I hate that. So do you fix that? I mean, are you a do-it-yourself?
You know what? I have a friend who loves that kind of thing, and he took it apart, and he said, door. He said it's releasing the latch but off by a millimeter. That's not letting the microwave go on. I'll put a little shim in there, but that only worked for 2 days. And I was glad because I went to turn it on once and then nothing worked. And then I was happy.
Yeah, because that now hated. It's the kind of sometimes working that's a real pain in the butt.
Yes, and especially it's only 2 years old, and it's an old stainless steel model. It was really beautiful. Oh. So I was happy when it totally went out.
It's like,
and
I'm,
I took
I'm
it
done.
Apart. I gave Dennis took the front door.
Really?
Yep. He used it on his fireplace. It looks like
he has a microwave oven door on his fireplace.
He has a little electric fireplace.
Oh, that's just weird. Oh, no, that's that fireplace you were talking about.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's his everything in the room is very modern. The fireplace looked out of place. And now it looks like it's a really
a microwave.
Stainless steel. No, it's like a really old fashioned microwave. Like you push it and then flames come on. It's like, oh, wow, what kind of a microwave
is
this?
Ooh, that's the new open flame microwave from Frigidaire.
Exactly.
Wow.
But yeah. So
what did you do with the rest of it? What? No.
When
things go bad in my house, I put them on the front porch or the curb, and I let somebody come. Like that's when my son went bad a couple of months ago. That was it. I put him on the front porch and let somebody pick
him. Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, at least you have someone to come by. Hey, do we need a kid?
What? And we need a kid.
Yeah,
hey, Joey.
I hope you scratched off his social security number because I still use that for various things.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll make sure that they don't reuse that.
Yeah, don't use that.
No. Oh, poor Henry. Now.
Oh, I thought that you would be fixing. I mean,
I'm not a fix-it
genius
guy.
With computers and stuff, and I didn't know if that went into, handyman.
And I'll fix a computer if a computer's gone bad.
You don't have to tell me. I'll never forget the day you fixed my. Old,
oh, that's
old,
right.
On screensavers, live, on the air.
Thank you.
During commercials. Bloop, 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 and by the time the show was over.
What's the bloop, say, bloop, bloop thing? What is that?
That's you doing thing.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
I
just
like
waved my hand over it and went bloop, bloop, bloop. And it worked.
Yeah. That's there. No, you were amazing.
And it wasn't booting or something. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, we got to fix. So then I'll do. I'll dig into digital stuff. But if the microwave thing, I might look at it. And then I don't have any tools. I have a butter knife, and that's about it.
Well, you don't need more than that.
No.
Unless you're gonna.
No.
You know,
if I need a hammer, I'll use my shoe. Or
that's good. What do you use for a screwdriver?
Butter knife.
Oh, okay. Corkscrew.
Butter knife.
Oh, okay. Saw?
Butter knife. I have a special serrated butter knife.
Okay. And what do you use for a butter knife?
Oh, that? I use my tongue.
Oh.
I can never find it.
Yeah.
Okay. Butter knife's always in the garage in the toolkit.
I didn't come for dinner that night that you invited me.
I'm actually stealing that joke from Rodney Dangerfield. Was it Rodney Dangerfield? Who was the guy? Oh, he was so funny. He did the Broadway show, the Jewish comedian. Oh, you know, the
Henny little, Youngman?
Little short guy. Oh, what's his name? He said, Jews don't have tools. You come over.
Oh, Jackie Mason?
Jackie Mason. He talks like this. He says, a Jew doesn't have any tools. He come over. You need a tool. He'll give you a butter knife. That's it. That's all we got.
Okay.
Anything.
Okay.
If you can't fix it with a butter knife, I don't know. He was. Is he still? I think he passed away.
He's still doing
show. Oh, no.
No.
I'm sorry, Jackie. I'm not dead yet. What are you talking?
Does a show on Broadway.
Oh, yeah. I think he's so funny. He is so funny. Now, see, if I had a spork, I could do,
oh,
I could
now
do more.
Oh, now you're talking.
I could do more.
I thought you were Mr. Spork. I thought you had spork.
Can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
I don't own a spork. My whole life, I don't own a spork. I've always wanted to own a spork, and it's really kind of spork envy that you're hearing coming out of me. I have a toothpick bird. Oh, that I'll admit.
Yeah.
But I always wanted the titanium spork. Was always hoping somebody would give me a titanium spork.
You'll get one now, pal. Trust me on this.
You know, we have actually in the Twit Cottage, and you'll see this when you come out to visit. We have, because I didn't want to use paper cups, paper plates, plastic utensils. So we have real cups, real plates, real utensils when people come and, you know, we serve food.
Which is easy because there is no food.
Well, that saves me a lot of washing.
Now?
Oh, there's food.
Oh, wow.
We
big
had,
change.
Oh, food and wine, and it's kind of disgusting.
Big change.
After Twit on Sunday, we had sushi, we had cheese, we had a wine tasting. We had four people in here. I had like 20 glasses, five plates, and I was literally here till 9 at night washing up.
And where was Dane?
Oh, Dane wasn't here. Colleen wasn't here. Everybody gone home. It was me and Tony. Tony was editing the show. I was washing up. But, you know, we don't have really a washing machine. Maybe we could get one of those spin washers
for
dishes. Do they have them for dishes?
You can use it for dishes, but just once.
You know what I did?
What?
We have, you know, that nice clawfoot tub we have in the bathroom?
Oh, I
wash dishes in there. I just put all the dishes in there, filled it up, put some bubble bath in. The dishes smell
fantastic. Oh, you
didn't
shower with them, did you?
No. Although I could have.
Yeah.
And they smell so good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Did we do a commercial? We did.
I don't know. Is there anything left but to say, we'll see you tomorrow, Dick.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why? It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.